Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 15th of Shawwal, and our topic is the opening supplication. My dear brothers and sisters, prayer or salat is a connection between a worshipper and his Lord. And how wonderful a feeling it is when you are in connection with the Lord of the Alameen, with the Lord of all that exists, with the Lord of the worlds. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, when we stand in prayer before Allah, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked for us to be in a state of spiritual purity. So we deserve to be on the level of this great connection. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a beautiful supplication that we can recite immediately after the first takbir, which is the saying of Allahu Akbar, to begin our prayer, calling upon Allah to purify us from our sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pause between the opening takbir and the recitation, meaning recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Abu Huraira said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for you." The pause between the opening takbir and the recitation, what do you say? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Abu Huraira what he used to say, which is the following supplication: Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriki wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min al-khataya kama yunqqa al-thawbu al-abyadu min al-danas. Allahumma khsil khatayaya bil-ma'i wal-thalji wal-barad. O Allah, distance me from my sins as you have distanced the east from the west. O Allah, purify me from my sins as white cloth is purified from dirt. O Allah, wash away my sins with water, hail, and snow. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, we should memorize this dua, this opening supplication, and start our prayers with it after Takbirat al-Ihram, after the opening saying of Allahu Akbar to begin our prayers. And there are other opening supplications as well that have been mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that are also recommended and encouraged to be used to begin our prayers. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah, and if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.